This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, on this TGIF, you'll want an umbrella nearby. We have some rain on the way. This is not a system that's going to bring us real heavy rainfall amounts, but there may be some brief, heavier bursts of rain, but the amounts still look to be less than a third of an inch pretty much across the board for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. An isolated thunderstorm will be possible this afternoon, and if you get underneath one of those, you could, I suppose, get a quick half inch of rain, but that's going to be on the very high end of the rainfall spectrum today. And for the most part, this is not significant rainfall, even though coverage will be widespread. Looks like 100% of the area gets rain today. So have an umbrella nearby to go along with that. It's quite mild and breezy, too. We'll have wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour or so at times today, and we will manage to get into the mid-70s, which is a little bit above average. Starting out this morning, much milder than we have been all week long, as expected. And still a few showers into early this evening. So if you have Friday plans that take you into the evening hours, you still may need that umbrella. It looks like up to maybe 6, 7 p.m., and then we should see clearing skies later tonight, and temperatures will dip to the 40s by morning, setting us up for a cool but nice weekend. And really, it's not until Sunday that you'll really feel that chiller, Saturday night into Sunday, because there'll be a secondary dry cold front that moves through the area late Saturday, and it's behind that that the air is quite a bit chillier. So Saturday, tomorrow, the temperatures still manage to reach 70, and in some inland spots will be 72, 73 degrees. That's not bad at all, obviously, a little bit above average under mostly sunny skies. It will be quite breezy, and that will make it feel cooler. And then tomorrow night and early Sunday, we dip into the 30s well inland to the 40s at the beaches, and that breeze will make it feel colder. And then that sets us up for a pretty cool Sunday, but mostly sunny and really a nice winter day. Sometimes we still forget it's winter, right? Last weekend of February now. And temperatures will reach into the 60s Sunday, ranging from about 62 at the beaches to about 69 well inland. Most of Metro Jacksonville between about 65 and 68 degrees Sunday afternoon. Then on Monday, a cold start. Frost west of I-95 looks to be a pretty good possibility. Early Monday morning, another very cold start to the day. But we top out at around 70 in the afternoon under mostly sunny skies. That's the start of a warming trend that'll take us well into the 70s for a good part of next week, and likely a couple of days at least that'll reach the lower 80s. So certainly some warmer air for a longer period of time does appear to be on the way. And by the way, sunrise this morning at 7 a.m. will now be before 7 a.m. for the next couple of weeks. Only for the next couple of weeks, because 2 weeks from Sunday, not this Sunday, not a week from Sunday, but 2 weeks from Sunday, which would be March 10th, we spring forward 1 hour. Yes, we're still doing that, and I know we're going to get a lot of questions and emails and comments that didn't we pass legislation that said we weren't going to do it anymore, blah, blah, blah. But we still will. It takes Congress has to agree and has to pass at the federal level in order for those clocks to change. And right now, that's the way it is. It's still, we're still going to spring forward. Now, you know, most of our clocks anymore aren't manual anyway, at least in many cases. So it doesn't take that much to spring forward, right, or to fall back 1 hour. But in any case, it seems to bother some people. And you're going to have to spring forward again 2 weeks from Sunday. And then sunrise goes back to closer to 8 a.m. to about 7:45. But we gain time quickly that time of year. And sunrise is back to 7 a.m. by the middle of April and is about 6:30 in the morning by the middle of May. So as we head into your weekend, we have the cold front today with some showers at times. Be prepared for some wet highways and interstates. It'll make likely slow things down just a little bit. Have that umbrella handy. And then as we head into your weekend, cooler but nice, breezy tomorrow, but temperatures still manage to reach the low 70s, only in the 60s on Sunday. Quite a bit of inland frost west of I-95, maybe even in some pockets east of I-95, early Monday morning. We have the World of Nations returning this weekend. Great event always in Jacksonville. Looking at the sunshine both days, temperatures in the lower 70s tomorrow and the 60s on Sunday. Have that sunscreen handy. It's February, but you certainly can still get sunburns. So burn times will be down around 25 minutes or so, so be prepared. And for the beaches, it's certainly cool, and water temperatures are only in the upper 50s, but not a terrible beach weekend, all things considered, although that breeze will be blowing pretty strong at the beaches tomorrow and to some degree on Sunday. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.